Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Pure Tone with the anthem, every nation anthem, right here on Radio Cape Pulpit and Radio Pulpit this afternoon. And my privilege to stand in for Mpo Mako in Spectrum on this Monday afternoon. And we're facing a lot of challenges with the COVID-19 pandemic all around the world and in South Africa as well. We earlier even had Rick Warren, and I played him in How to Stay Relevant in a Time of Crisis. And later on, we will have John Stott, the late John Stott, giving advice for preachers to stay relevant in times of crisis. And later this afternoon, even I think in the vicinity of 20 minutes to 6 o'clock, we will have the gang pastor from Manenberg, Andy Steele Smith, asking and answering the question, has the church responded positively to the pandemic? Has the church done what it was meant to be in troubled times? And it could easily be asked from Radio Pulpit as well. Are we relevant in these times of crisis? And I believe we are. As we're going to find out from Vusi Leo, much respected colleague and friend at Radio Pulpit. Vusi, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Domini, and good afternoon to the family of Radio Pulpit.
Vusi, the challenges that you personally experienced observing the pandemic time, what would you say are the challenges you have personally observed in the body of Christ?
Sure, Domini, there is so many of them, and they come in different categories, but I'm just going to touch on a few. And I think you just spoke about one person who spoke earlier on about pastors remaining relevant during this particular time.
Yeah.
And I think one of the challenges which we probably are ignoring, and maybe this might come as a shock to some, or it's something that we all know at the back of our minds, it's the tiredness of the ministers and pastors who are also going through this with everybody else.
Yeah.
I think it's something that we sometimes overlook. I think some pastors have buried so many people within a short period of time, and that can really put a toll on a lot of ministers. They've had to try to encourage people, whereas they themselves are in need of encouragement. And it's that one of those questions of who's encouraging the encourager.
Absolutely.
They are going through their own challenges. They are losing their own family members. So this pandemic has not been selective in saying it's just affecting the congregation, but it has just been going all across the board and affecting everybody. And I think one of the challenges that I've observed is this one, that the pastors themselves are tired. This thing is having a toll on them. They are camera fatigue. Some of them, they've been speaking to cameras with no people, some of them, and opening a little bit and closing and opening. And counselors themselves, I think maybe a lot of counselors have had to try to explain the unexplainable. You don't even know what to say when people come and say, we prayed for a loved one, but they still passed on. We did everything and so on. So what I've observed is this one, that the ministers, the counselors, the pastors themselves are fatigued or are tired or are getting into that place as well. And if we do not do anything as the body as well to be aware of this part, that they're as human as we are and they also need ministry. And my encouragement really to pastors to say, men and women of God, wherever you are, thank you so much for your contribution and for really, really being there for people and being there to support and so on and so on. But I'm asking you this morning, find someone who's going to be there for you, because you yourself have been pouring out so much that you need ministry yourself.
Vusi, it's so important what you've just said, you know, and I remember in my years before I retired as a dominie from the pastoral services as a minister in the congregation. It's one of those things, you know, when you go through as a pastor, as a minister, as a reverend, as a dominie, when you go through the loss of a congregation member, and you stand by at the bedside, etc. You go to Doves or Afbop or one of these places, the funeral homes, with a family to choose a coffin. And everything going through the modes, and then the actual service of the burial service, and etc. And then standing by the family while you must bring the word of the Lord God, and with all the other motions going through your mind. And I said it earlier on as well. You know, when you get tired, when you allow doubts, as even the preacher, the dominie, the pastor, the reverend, to creep in and allow yourself to ask the question, is God still here in this crisis? And it's very real.
It's and real, sir.
As you just said, the only thing is to get back into God's holy word. And I said it earlier on this afternoon, God can never get tired. Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. And I can only go to the word by the power of his spirit and the grace of Christ Jesus. And therefore we pray for each and every pastor, dominie, reverend, bishop, whoever the leader of a congregation, wherever across all barriers may be. May I ask you to enter into prayer for our ministers, please, in this very challenging time?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. You who gave gifts to some, your word says when you ascended on high, you gave gifts to some and you made others apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists, and Father, you anointed and appointed them, O God, for the work of ministry to equip the body. And Father, these are the men and women that you put as leadership in the body of Christ. Father, just want to bring each and every one of them, that Lord, you will begin to strengthen them. You will begin to minister life to them in the name of Jesus, that you will strengthen them where they are weak. Father, your word says, when we are weak, then we are strong. Father, I pray that you will strengthen and, oh God, bless their families, protect them in Jesus' mighty name from fear, from fatigue, from doubt, from all sorts of emotions, negative emotions that weigh them down. Your word says, oh God, we should be watchful of the sin and the weights that so easily besets us. Sometimes it's not even a sinful thing that is weighing them down. It's weights that are just, oh God, attaching themselves to them because of the processes of life and the difficulty of life that they personally are going through and what they have had to go through with other people. But Father, we bring them before you this, oh God, afternoon, that you would minister strength, you would minister life in the name of Jesus. Your word says, in you we live, we move, and have our being. I pray that that word will be relevant and will be alive in each and every minister's life in the mighty name of Jesus. Recharge them, O God. Give them wisdom on how to navigate in these very uncertain times in the precious and mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, be with each and every one of them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Brother and friend and colleague Vusi Liu. Vusi, thank you so much. Be blessed and have a great evening.
You too, sir. Thank you so much, Duomini.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Amen and amen. This is Bethel Music and Jen Johnson with Our Father. Just saying with Vusi Liu, this is our prayer in these challenging times across all barriers.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067 0891-729-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.